WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Stoic Calm. Today we're diving into something super important, self-awareness. You know that feeling when you look in the mirror and think, wait, who is this person? Or maybe you catch yourself reacting in a way that totally surprised you, like, how did I even do that? That's your inner compass trying to speak up. Self-awareness is basically that. Paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. It's the key to understanding who you are, why you do what you do, and how you can grow into the best version of yourself. Think about it like this. If you want to navigate a city, you need a map, right? Self-awareness is your map for life. It helps you understand your strengths and weaknesses, your triggers and reactions. It's all about getting curious about yourself. Seriously, think of it as an exciting exploration. And here are 5 key takeaways to help you get started on this awesome journey. 1. Emotions aren't the enemy. We often try to push away or ignore our feelings, but they're actually valuable clues. They tell us what we need, what matters to us, and where our boundaries are. Ever felt that pit in your stomach before a big presentation? That's anxiety telling you it's time to prepare. So instead of fighting those emotions, try acknowledging them, understanding them, and figuring out what message they're trying to send. 2. Listen to your body. It's not just about the obvious stuff like hunger or tiredness. Pay attention to subtle cues too. That tension in your shoulders, the tightness in your chest. Your body is always talking to you, offering hints about what's going on inside. It might be saying you need a break, some fresh air, or a good night's sleep. 3. Mindful moments. You don't have to meditate for hours to practice mindfulness. Even taking a few minutes each day to focus on your breath, your senses, or simply being present in the moment can make a huge difference. Think about it. When you're truly focused on something, like enjoying a delicious meal or listening to your favorite song, you're already practicing mindfulness. It's all about bringing your full attention to whatever you're doing right now. 4. Embrace reflection. Take some time each day, maybe during your morning coffee or while taking a walk, to reflect on your thoughts and actions. Ask yourself, what went well today? Where could I have handled things differently? What am I grateful for? This kind of introspection can be incredibly powerful in helping you learn and grow. 5. Seek feedback. We all have blind spots. Those areas where we're less self-aware. Asking trusted friends or family members for honest feedback can help you fill in those gaps. Remember, constructive criticism is a gift. It gives you valuable insights into how others perceive you and helps you develop as a person. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work and your boss asks for a presentation on a project you've been working on. You feel that familiar knot in your stomach, the self-doubt creeping in. But instead of letting it take over, you remember to practice self-awareness. You take a deep breath, acknowledge those feelings of anxiety, and remind yourself of your strengths, your attention to detail, your creativity, your ability to work well under pressure. You focus on preparing thoroughly, visualizing success, and knowing that even if things don't go perfectly, you'll learn from the experience. That's self-awareness in action. It helps you manage those challenging moments, navigate difficult situations, and ultimately become more confident and resilient. So remember, folks, cultivating self-awareness is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep exploring those fascinating depths within you. Want to take it even further? Share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these insights. Leave us a review, it really helps other people find the show. And join the conversation on our social media pages. Let's build a community of individuals committed to living with more purpose, intention, and, of course, a whole lot of stoic calm. Until next time, keep exploring that inner world. It's truly where the magic happens.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.